Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Going to get your Rangers fix in here on your home of Texas Rangers Baseball. 105.3 The Fan, as it's crazy. We already have the Fan Expo that's going to be going on here soon. We'll be reporting to spring training before we know it, as the Rangers season is fast approaching. Of course, we will get back into some football action. We'll have the C-Note coming up next. Krusty's Corner at 3:40. And we'll go behind enemy lines an hour from now. Denton Day, Washington Commanders pre and post, with 106.7 The Fan in Washington, will join us at 4. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and you. Merry Christmas Eve to all those participating. We love you, and thank you for spending your hump day with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's welcome in our buddy Jared Sandler. Jared, how are you, man? It feels like forever since we last spoke.
I know. What's going on, guys? I missed y'all.
We miss you more, and the Rangers have actually made some moves since we last visited. Of course, they added Danny Jansen. They're starting to fill out the bullpen with Alexis Diaz, Tyler Alexander. They bring back Chris Martin. So how you feeling about the club now with some of these additions?
Well, you know, I think from a fan standpoint, you always are super fired up about the, you know, the guy that has everyone stopping down what they're doing and breaking news, you know, the Rangers signed Corey Seager to this deal or Marcus Semien, whatever. And, you know, I think we discussed this plenty. It probably was going to be that type of an offseason. You know, they're trying to cut payroll from where it was. Doesn't mean they're not trying to compete. I understand why some folks don't feel like those things add up. I get it. But, you know, they are trying to compete. Otherwise, you know, when they trade Marcus Semien, they would trade him for prospects or a prospect as opposed to a veteran who, you know, would help them win now. So that is their intention. But, you know, they're not out there signing any of the top free agents to these nine-figure deals. And there's still a number of them who are, you know, on the table, like Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman are, I say, on the table available. And I don't anticipate the Rangers are necessarily in the market for those guys. But what they are trying to do is make some shrewd moves that will help their team progress from where they were. So, you know, have they done enough offensively to turn around what, you know, had been a disappointing unit the last 2 years? I don't know that they've done everything that they need to do just yet, but the moves they've made, I think, have helped. Have they, you know, done enough to, you know, prepare their starting rotation for, you know, 162 games? They probably need to add another depth starter, but that unit's pretty good as it is and pretty deep as it is. The big question right now is the bullpen. You know, we've seen a number of members of last year's team who, you know, played a big role in a successful bullpen sign elsewhere. Sean Armstrong, Hobie Milliner, Jacob Webb here recently. The Rangers have brought Chris Martin back. You mentioned Tyler Alexander, who can kind of be a swing guy. Alexis Diaz, who a few years ago looked like he was going to follow in his brother's footsteps as one of the best relievers in baseball and has kind of seen his career take a different path, trying to get him back in the right direction. But do the Rangers have enough in the bullpen? And I think that's where they still need to do a decent amount of work between now and the regular season. It's not to say that they're not going to make another move for a name that excites people. But I don't know that it's going to be in free agency. I still think that, you know, there's a lot on the table when it comes to the trade market.
Jared, when you like coming off, Jared, the World Series, and then you have the season they had, and then another season on top of that. That where's we always when we talk to CY, we kind of get a feel where he's at with his sense of urgency. But overall, as you guys have taken a break from the end of the season to now here, the season about to get going again, where's the sense of urgency right now with this baseball team, with the people in the front office? And I know that you changed the manager out and stuff like that, but where's the sense of urgency here?
I think it's there's plenty of urgency. Now, Brian, you know this because you've been a part of a football operations staff. You sometimes have to do what you're allowed to do. I'm sure that Chris Young would love to have a blank check and go out and be aggressive for some of these big names, but you know, that's a decision that's above him. And I'm sure that he is, you know, fighting for every dollar that, you know, they can use. But you know, I think it wouldn't have been the craziest thing for the Rangers to look and say, hey, you know what, maybe we caught lightning in a bottle in 23. We've got all these veterans. They still have value. Let's do a quick reload. The Rangers have young talent, right? Major league young talent, you know, led by Wyatt Langford on the position player side. You got Jack Leiter and then perhaps Kamar Rocker on the pitching side. They obviously need to see Kamar take a step forward. Cody Bradford, Jacob Latt. So, like, you could then take some of your veterans and say, you know what, let's see what we can get. Let you know, and you can get a lot. But they obviously haven't gone that route. And I think that in not going that route, there's a definite urgency that we want to win now, because if we're gonna try and win with this group, we don't have a 5-year window. You know, how many more great years of Jacob DeGrom do you have? You know, Corey Seager's north of 30. I know people talk about, you know, he only plays 120 games. Well, you know, that doesn't tend to increase with age, right? Now, I think Corey Seager could be a really good hitter for several years, but, you know, he's not 27. Nathan Eovaldi, same, you know, similar conversation. How many more, you know, you have two more years of Nathan Eovaldi under contract, but like, they got a group, a really interesting mix where it's a veteran group and they need to try and win now. So I think that while I understand it might not seem like there's urgency with the acquisition side, like what we talked about, that's above Chris Young's, you know, pay grade to some extent, right? That, you know, that is a decision made by ownership and they feel like, you know, this is the best route. Because of going over the luxury tax for a third straight year, you know, they're incurring a 50% tax penalty. I think they want that to reset. But let's not make any mistake about this, guys. And I think Chris Young would be the first to say this. The cutting of the payroll is not an excuse for not competing.
Right.
There are plenty of teams who would love to have a $200 million payroll. And there are plenty of teams who have success with a payroll that doesn't come close to $200 million. So that is not, like, let's remember this on December 24th, 2025. That is not an excuse. And I think everyone in that baseball operations department would agree that the idea that because they're cutting payroll means that they aren't going to be able to compete is Looney Tunes. And with the veteran group that they have, I think the urgency is super high.
Jared, Jacob DeGrom coming off the injury and then, you know, pitching the entire season, has the narrative or the thoughts about him changed going into this season? I mean, we were kind of like, you know, often injured, this kind of thing. Is he kind of reset what we think about Jacob DeGrom?
It's funny. I think it depends on what your feeling was.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Beforehand, and how open you are to, you know, to evolving that. Because if your thought was, well, he's never going to be healthy.
Right.
I'm hearing a lot of, well, yeah, but he's not going to be able to repeat that.
Sure.
Or if your thought was he was going to be, you know, like there's no reason why he couldn't come back from Tommy John and be healthy. You know, then the sentiment is, hey, now imagine what he's going to do even further removed from Tommy John. Because the reality is, and everyone's different, but this next year for Jacob DeGrom, for the average pitcher post Tommy John, that's the, you know, that's the, I won't necessarily say the best year, but that's supposed to be better than the year before. To the using Jacob DeGrom specifically, 2026 should be better than 2025. He's a year removed. He's, you know, he went through, like you said, a full season. Yeah. So he's got that strength built back up, but everyone's different. And, you know, he's not 27 either. So, I think it just depends on who you ask and what your perception was, or your opinion was before. But, you know, for me, I'm excited. I think that the fact that he was able to get through healthy last year and basically not miss a start, you know, until the Rangers were just totally out of it, that's a huge step for him. And I don't see any reason why the Rangers and Rangers fans can't expect or shouldn't expect an all-star type season from Jacob DeGrom. And forget just all-star. I mean, this is one of the most talented pitchers we've ever seen.
Yeah.
He should, if he can stay healthy. I mean, this is a guy who should be mentioned in Cy Young conversations.
Talking Rangers with Jared Sandler here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The winter meeting certainly brought the Corey Seager rumors that teams were reaching out. I know you were one of the first to shut those down. CY shut that down. If the season doesn't get off to the start that they want and they're not necessarily in a competing position at the deadline, do you think those talks are going to start to resurface?
Never say never. You know, I definitely think that for someone like a Nathan Eovaldi or someone like a Jacob DeGrom, I think they'd have to really consider it just because they are, you know, I don't want to say a lot older, but they are kind of in baseball terms, a lot older than Corey Seager. With Nathan Eovaldi, you know, he wants to win. And, you know, I think that they would love to make sure that he's in that position to do so. They believe that it's going to be with the Texas Rangers. He's got a year and a half left on, or 2 years left on his deal. At the deadline, it would be a year and a half. You know, maybe they would consider it. With Corey Seager, again, never say never. I think that, you know, they would have to, they're not just going to give him away. Even now, even this offseason, as much as, you know, I don't think the Rangers are marketing or, you know, putting Corey Seager out there. If Boston went to the Rangers like, hey, Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, and some other putts, then, you know, hey, how do you not consider it, right? But I just, that sort of package I don't think is going to be out there. Corey Seager is, you know, one of the elite hitters in baseball, and you're going to have to get that sort of a package to make it worthwhile. But to your question, Zach, come deadline, I think there's so many variables here, and a lot of it depends on how you feel about the progress you've seen from your minor league system up to that point. Because right now, the Rangers, from a position player standpoint, don't have a ton that, you know, a lot of people are talking about when evaluating a farm system, but a lot can change in a few months, you know, and that'll be about 2/3 of the season. And so I think that, you know, they'd have to take a step back and a full picture of the entire organization to understand how they want to proceed with some of these assets. But, you know, like I talked about, it's a very veteran group. And I think that when you've got a veteran group like this, it can be a volatile situation if you're not competing. And I don't mean like in a nasty way, but I mean in terms of the direction you choose to go with, you know, utilizing your assets, whether it's we're going to utilize them to continue to try and win baseball games in 2026, or we're going to utilize them to put our organization in a better position to win baseball games in the future.
we're obviously Ranger fans, so we're wanting them to win every single game. We hope they win the World Series every year. But expectations going into this season are certainly not as high as they have been the previous few since the World Series. Could that end up benefiting this club?
Yeah, I think so. You know, to whatever degree, maybe, you know, you're chasing 2023. It seems like that's kind of now, you know, washed away. Even though you still have a lot of the same players, it's a different manager. You're two, I guess this would be the third season since. I don't know that the players get better because of it. I don't know that other teams like don't take the Rangers seriously, because when Jacob deGrom and Nathan Eovaldi are on the mound as a hitter, you know, you're really gearing up, right? Or from the Rangers' perspective, you feel like you got a great chance to win the game. But I do think that they've kind of started a new chapter, not just with Skip Schumacher, but, you know, there are a lot of guys who are part of those teams who aren't going to be a part of it this year. Marcus Semien, Josh Spores, Jonah Heim, Adolis Garcia, Bruce Bochy, you know, on the managerial side. And I think it maybe allows for a little bit of a fresh start. You know, it's not like football where your standing influences your schedule or anything like that. But I just think that this is a team. I don't know, you know, at this point, and at no point will I ever know for sure until game 162 passes what their fate's going to be. But I think doing things like adding Danny Jansen and Brandon Nimmo, while that's not sexy, no one's racing to get a Danny Jansen jersey, right? I get that. Those are the moves we all want. We want the guy who, man, his jersey's going to sell out in 5 seconds because he's now with the Rangers. But they're doing things that I think incrementally will help them in areas in which they were deficient last year and the year before. And so hopefully they're going to be more of a complete team in that regard, even if they don't have the same star power on paper. But look at some of the teams that, you know, have had success consistently in Major League Baseball. Look at the team that was inches away from winning the World Series last year. Yeah, they got Vladimir Guerrero and Bo Bichette, but their lineup was largely made up of guys who are quote-unquote role players. And the Rangers have some star names in their lineup, but their lineup is also going to need to be impacted significantly by quote-unquote role players. There's not a lot – I don't want to say there's not a big difference between the Rangers and the Blue Jays, because obviously there is. But in terms of on paper, at this time last year, no one takes the Blue Jays over the Rangers. But they did some of the little things that help you compete over 162 and beyond. And the Rangers are trying to restructure their position player group to put together a lineup that is more difficult to get through, even if they're not as intimidating when they get off the bus.
Jared, you're a star, man. We love you. You're one of our favorites. You know that. You're a brother. And I hope you had a happy Hanukkah. Have a wonderful weekend. Hope your Packers take a big fat L, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good, fellas.
There he goes, Jared Sandler.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Jared Sandler with us here on 105.3 The Fan with the G-Bag Nation. And, yeah, who knows? It's going to help our draft pick if they do.
We're all about that.
Fingers crossed. All right, let's get into a C-note. Speaking of the Cowboys, claws or no claws? That is the question, and some Christmas Day storylines to watch next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.